This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Judge Glenda Hatchett may be best known for her TV show, Judge Hatchett, but her work goes far beyond that. She's a real-life judge, a renowned advocate for juvenile and social issues, and a best-selling author. Her book, Dare to Take Charge, How to Live and Lead with Purpose, tells us the stories of real people who took charge and turned their lives around when faced with adversity. Judge Hatchett joins us today to talk about her book, along with marketing and communications manager for the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Carla Landon. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Judge Hatchett and Carla, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark. Delighted to
see you. So, Judge Hatchett, why did you write this book? What was the message that you wanted to convey?
Well, there were so many people who were coming up. There were so many people coming up to me and just saying, you know, Judge, I am at a place in my life where I'm at a crossroads, or I'm stuck, or I need some help. And so I really decided that I needed to do a very practical book that I hope would speak to lots of people where they are, not where we want them to be, and to encourage them and to motivate them with some life lessons and some stories that hopefully they could find some paths in. And I am always so encouraged when people stop me or write me or text me and say, you know, I can identify with that particular story and that particular chapter, and it helped me to get to a better place. And this is not necessarily people who are all necessarily suffering, but people who are doing extremely well, professionals who say, but there's just still not enough in my life. And so that's the whole dare. I dare you. I dare you to take charge. And there stand, the acronym stands for dreams are realities every day. But we've got to dream with our eyes wide open. We've got to be very intentional and very purposeful in what we do.
So you've got a lot of different stories in the book. Can you give us an example of one particular story?
Probably the very first one. And I really, Mark, almost didn't put it in the book because I was kind of ashamed to tell the story. It's my own story. And it's the title of the chapter is called How Dare You Not. And it's the day that I almost gave up on my dreams. I was so discouraged. I was just exhausted physically, emotionally, spiritually. I was just like, ah! And I was working full-time and a new, brand-new law student. And I did not realize that I had too much on my plate. And so the brief story is that I left. The condensed part of the story is that I just was working full-time as assistant dean in the undergraduate school, going to law school, and so it wasn't like a job. It was a job I had to be fully present for. For instance, you know, one night I was in the ER all night with one of my students who'd been raped, or I had to go and tell one of my students that her father had been killed, and so it was a very demanding job. So I thought, oh, I can't do this. I just can't do it, and I went to see my great aunt, who was really like a third grandmother to me. And I'm on and on and on about how I'm just miserable, how I hate school. And she finally stopped me. And she said, do you want to be a lawyer? And I just nodded because I couldn't even verbalize it. And she said these words that changed my life forever. She said, well, baby, if it were easy, everybody and their mama could do it. But it's not easy, and you've been uniquely blessed to do what you set out to do. And that moment, Mark, changed my life, because law school didn't get easier, work didn't get easier, but I absolutely got to a place where I said if there was ever anything in my life that I really, really, really wanted, that I would just dig in and figure out how in the world I would get it done.
And that was your Aunt Frances,
so,
wasn't it?
Yes.
So tell us about your dad's advice, because your dad's advice was pretty profound, too, when you were younger.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's probably really my favorite story in the book. I was 6 years old. And I literally had been told by my first grade teacher, even though this was long after the Supreme Court school desegregation cases, that colored children didn't get new books and that I couldn't get a new book. And so I ran home and I was just so discouraged. And my father worked at night and my father was my hero. And I ran home and I said, "Oh, Daddy, Miss O'Neill says I can't get a new book because I'm colored." And he said, "She's right." And rather than to let me leave,